Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. The end of the year is coming, and as busy women and mothers, usually we weave into the new year feeling tired, exhausted, with hopes about what's to come, but no real fuel for our fire. But it doesn't have to be that way. And that's why on December 10th, I am hosting a free year-end reflection ritual for you, my love. You can find the ritual at uncorporette.com/reflection-ritual. In this 1 hour live circle, we will be creating space to reflect on all that you have done this year, all that you have become, and really tune in so you can finish your year with more energy, more clarity, and most importantly, more fulfillment. We will go through ritual around releasing what's not going to serve you in 2022 so that you can weave into the new year with vibrance and power. So I invite you to join me. You can sign up at uncorporette.com/reflection-ritual. Again, that's uncorporette.com/reflection-ritual. I invite you to join me there on December 10th. Hello, beautiful. Welcome back. Today, we're going to be talking about filling your cup with energy. And as I record this, I'm sitting outside in Austin. It's a beautiful fall day. There's not a cloud in the sky, and the birds are chirping, and I have my water. I'm in one of my deck chairs, and I have a hand-knit blanket in my lap. It's a blanket that I made to honor my daughter, Rebecca, who I lost back in November. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm really low energy today. I'm really depleted. And the reason for that is my son has been sick for a few days. He was home from school on Friday. And when he's sick, he needs a lot of mom. I'm sure that resonates with you. He wants to cuddle me. He wants to sleep with me. He really needs my presence because he's not feeling good. He needs that TLC. And I find that after a few days of that, particularly if he's sleeping with me, I'm exhausted. And not just because he wakes me up at night, but he's in my energy bubble. And if you're someone who is energetically sensitive, you may experience this as well when you're with your kids. I know that I do. So here I am on a Monday morning, and I have big plans for the week. I have my next photo shoot coming up in about 2 weeks, so I need to do styling. I need to be putting together a deck with my locations and the outfits and the props. And there's a lot of thought. If you're not following me on Instagram, go follow me at uncorporette. But there's a lot of thought and planning that goes into these photos because I designed them to really channel emotion and meaning. They're not just pictures. Every pose, every outfit is thoughtfully curated to really convey something energetically to you. So there's a lot of prep, and this is my big prep week. So I had blocked my whole day. I had a sister minding brainstorming session with one of my wonderful sisters in my circle, Rachel Cohen, who I did a podcast with her that you may have listened to. She's a midwife in Maine. And I woke up this morning and dropped my son off at school and got home, and I was like, I am tired. I'm really tired. And I've learned over the years that I can push through tired. I can, and I know that you can too, but I really shouldn't. And when I do, there's always a cost. So what I've learned is that when my body talks to me, and usually I feel this when I feel a little depressed, or maybe there's a tickle in my throat, or maybe I just feel like I want to lie down. Those are usually signs that my body is asking for remedial restoration. So I cleared my calendar today. I canceled my meetings. I took my tasks off the to-do list, and I'm taking kind of a spontaneous day off. And I climbed into bed with my blankie, with my tea, with a heating pad on my feet, and I watched Netflix for a couple hours this morning, which, as you know, I don't often do. I kind of save it for days like this where I really just need to cocoon. So I want to introduce two concepts to you today. The first is called radical self-care, and I'm recording another episode on that, so you should go listen to that because I'll go more into depth there. But the other is really all about filling your cup. And these are the two feminine technologies that I am leveraging today. So radical self-care is the idea that we are always listening to our body, because our body always has wisdom to share with us. And the moment our body communicates something, a need, a desire, we listen to it in that moment. And that means that if you're cooking dinner and your body, you get that inner voice that says, hey, sit down, you need a little break. Radical self-care would be turning off the stove and sitting down, giving your body what it needs in that moment. Now, it takes a little bit of practice to tune in to hear those signals. So that's why today we're going to talk about filling your cup, because this is really the foundational step to hearing what your body needs and being able to act on it in the moment. And the reason this is so powerful, because I've been living this way for quite some time now, and I've noticed that although I feel resistance to taking these spontaneous days off, I was your typical type A, Ivy League corporate powerhouse who always loved to get things done, and I still do. My brain, in a lot of ways, it's hardwired that way, even with my genetics. I'm a slow dopamine processor, which makes me extremely detail-oriented and very driven, particularly when it comes to tasks. But what I've learned is that when I get the nudge that I need a day like this, there's almost always a good reason for it. And when I listen and I create the spaciousness for that rest, the next day, or maybe 2 days later, I am hyper productive, extremely productive, because I give my body what it needs, and so it bounces back. So I want to talk to you about this concept of the energy cup. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you may be familiar with this already, but that's okay. Keep listening, because the brain needs to hear something 7 times before it really internalizes it. So I want you to think about your life force, your energy, the vitality that you wake up with in the morning and carry with you throughout the day. Think of it as a glass of water, or tea, or kombucha, or whatever you like, wine. And imagine it's in a mason jar, so it's clear, it's glass, you can see what's inside. How full is your glass? How full is your energy cup? Is it 25% full, half full, mostly full? Take a minute and tune in. Ask yourself the question, how full is my cup? Now, in the Ayurvedic tradition, the cup is essentially our life force. And it always needs to be filled, because we're always doing. So when you work out, you use your cup. When you do a project, you use the energy in your cup. When you pick up your kid at school, you use the energy in your cup. Now, we can do things like meditate and rest, or yoga, or hang out with friends, and depending on how you work, what your energetic blueprint is, those things might fill you up, or they might not. You know, some people are drained when they hang out with friends, so it's all about understanding yourself and what fills you. But in the Ayurvedic tradition, when our cup drops too low, and sometimes we can't help it, you know, the kids get sick, and we don't sleep, and there's really nothing that we can do about that. The cup is gonna get drained. You can't just walk out on your kids, and I know that you don't. So the question then becomes, how do we fill our cup? Because in the Ayurvedic tradition, when your cup drops below 50%, it actually becomes harder to fill than if it's above 50%. So every milliliter in that cup is not equal. It's easier to top off your tank than it is to fill it from the bottom up. And this is why it becomes important for us to tune in to our life force level, to our body wisdom, and the ways in which our intuition communicates that level to us. Because the reality is, our intuition and our body, they're talking to us all the time, all the time. We just don't typically listen. And there are different ways of listening. We can do it through meditation. We can do it through visioning. We can do it through journaling. Or you can do it through simply asking. Now, the sooner we fill our cup, the easier it is to top off. So when something stressful happens, when something draining happens, if you can remediate that right away, it's easier to top off. And that's because if you think about it from a scientific standpoint, you have your parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for your rest and digest state. It's the calmness. It's the state that our body goes into when it's fertile, when it does repair work, when it does detoxification. And then our sympathetic nervous system is responsible for the fight or flight mechanism. So that's our stress response. That's the cortisol, adrenaline producing systems in our body. The HPA axis, if you're familiar with that. When our cup is drained, often that turns on our sympathetic nervous system. And to maintain our energy as mothers, we want to turn on our parasympathetic, which is connected to the vagus nerve, which runs all the way from your brainstem, kind of behind your ears, that little, you know, bony nub that's right behind your earlobe, all the way down to our gut. It goes through the entire body. Oh, wow, a beautiful hawk just flew by. And usually that means that we should pay extra attention to what was just said. So maybe tune into that for a moment and see what comes up for you when you think about that vagal nerve that runs through your whole body. Do you have gut issues when your cup is low? Do you have trouble falling asleep? Where do you feel that stress in your body? These are the ways in which our body communicates that life force level to us. And the faster we can turn off the sympathetic response and get into parasympathetic, the easier it is to keep our cup full. Because when that fight or flight mechanism is turned on, it's like having a little hole in your cup. It's like having a leak. And no matter how much you fill it, until you plug that leak, it's just going to keep draining out. So this all sounds great, right? But it's easier said than done because as mothers, we're busy. So we don't always have a moment. If the kids are yelling for food, it can be really challenging for us to turn off the stove and take that minute for ourselves. The same goes for me today. I had a busy, full schedule. It was not easy for me to go clear that calendar, even though I knew it was what was needed. So to fill our cup actually requires quite a bit of fluidity and flexibility and a level of comfort with changing plans. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, until I became a mother, I was not comfortable with fluidity. I was not in touch with that feminine part of me, the masculine energy that we all carry is the more structured energy, goal planning, linear. The feminine is the element of water. It's that fluidity. So when you think about that life force level as water in a cup, it's all highly connected. So I want to give you some simple tips and tricks that you can use to check in with your cup and to keep it full, because this is really, 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 really important. Did I emphasize that enough? It's really important. So if you're going to do one thing after this podcast, when you wake up tomorrow, before you even open your eyes, the one thing I want you to ask yourself, and I learned this from my amazing mentor, Christina Rylo, who I call her the mistress of the practical feminine because she has a practice for everything. But when you open your, before you even open your eyes, ask yourself, how full is my cup today? Just visualize that cup and you might get a picture, you might get a number, it doesn't really matter, it doesn't have to be exact, just go with what your gut pulls up in that moment. And this is important because it will give you a lens through which to see your day. If your cup is really empty, that tells you something about what you need today and what you can do. Same goes if it's really full. So you need to prime your field with an understanding of where your capacity is. Okay? Because if you don't know what your capacity is like, and be honest with yourself, because as women, as mothers, as leaders, it's very easy for us to push through the inner knowing of what it is we actually need to receive. It's very easy for us to do that. We are trained in that way of living from a very young age. It is much harder to slow down, tune in, and be honest with ourselves about how depleted we really are. But once you start to do that, you can begin to make some little tiny shifts that allow you to fill your cup. Now, look, I'm an entrepreneur, so I have the ability to take a spontaneous day off when I feel depleted. When I was working in corporate, I didn't always have that ability, but usually there was a meeting that I could move, or I could work from home, or I could take a meeting as a call instead of in person, or I could push off a deliverable by a day or a week. So often the deadlines that we set for ourselves, they are ones that we manufacture. We come up with those dates, but usually they're not set in stone. So you can ask yourself, does this have to happen today? And be honest. And this takes a little bit of practice. I mean, we are used to being in this mindset that, oh, you know, if I said I would have it by this day, then I have to have it by this day. But you know what? Most of the time, you don't have to. I mean, maybe if you have an executive deliverable for a quarterly review, then yeah, you got to get it done by a particular day. But if it's just your everyday task, you might be able to shift it. So what I did today is I decided to take the day off. Now, this is funny because, of course, I'm sitting here recording this podcast, but this is what happens when we listen to our body. We juice up our cup, and then chances are you find that capacity because you've filled your life force. So I took the day off. I climbed in bed. I surrounded myself with all my creature comforts. I have a heating pad made out of flax that I heat up, and I put that on my feet. I put on a castor pack to just kind of move any stagnation through my liver and my womb. I curled up with the blankie I knit. I'm a knitter. If you didn't know that, I love to knit. And this year has been the year of blankets for me. And I made one to really honor the loss of my daughter, Rebecca, which was just about a year ago now. I made my tea and I just cocooned myself. And I rested and I watched Netflix and I let myself just turn off for a little while. And then guess what? A couple of hours later, the inspiration came. I decided to record a couple of podcasts. And tomorrow, chances are, I'm going to be a lot more energized and productive because I listen to myself. Now, when I don't listen to myself and I push through, I find that I'm exhausted for the rest of the week. And this is a big week for me. I have a lot to do. So it's amazing how when we listen to our body right away, sometimes we can step in at just the right moment to get what we need. Now again, there is no shame in having a cup that is low. In many ways, this is part of motherhood. This is part of being a modern person. But for moms, let's be real here. It is a lot harder for us to fill our cups because we have kids that require us to pour from them. And it's very seldom that we put ourselves above our children. Sometimes we should, but you know what? A lot of the time when our kiddo is sick, we gotta be there. And we love to be there. That's part of why we became mothers. But it does mean that when we let our cups drop down, we do have to remediate. So a couple of tips that you can use, and I'll probably do a separate episode on this, but I love to structure my week to align to a high-level intention or focus rather than a to-do list. So my focus might be something like, this week, I am deepening engagement with my audience. I am deepening with my audience and creating loving connection. That is the intention that I align to rather than, well, I need to have 50 DM conversations this week. Because that doesn't work for me. You know, there are some weeks where I'm high energy and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to reach out to all of you and talk to all of you. And, you know, usually that's around ovulation and it's around the full moon. And here I am a few days before my period is due, and I haven't slept for a few nights, so, you know, that's not going to be this week for me. So if that's my focus this week, well, then I might just be speaking deeply with a few of you who have reached out to me already. And that's okay, because I'm still aligning to the intention, and it creates the spaciousness for me to allow myself to rest since I needed it. And it allows for this without the guilt, because this is an important piece. I mean, as mothers, we already have way too much guilt. So it's important that we are careful not to set too many rules for ourselves, too many to-do lists, because SHIT happens. It happens, you know? Gideon ended up home from school on Friday, and that pretty much wiped out my day. And then I was fighting his cold over the weekend, so it happens. So while you can calendar in rest, and I definitely recommend that as well, because that's just part of organizing your life around these cycles of rest that I love to talk about. But even when you do that, life still happens. So we need to have tools and practices to allow us to remediate that, because it's just the reality of being alive, and especially of being a mother. So to recap, your life force level is like the water in a cup. The more full the cup, the more you can pour out, the more you can do. But as that cup begins to hit a critically low point, it's very important to mobilize your toolkit of practices to remediate that level. And the best way to begin to do this is simply to ask yourself, how full is my cup today? Because once you have the awareness, making those shifts becomes much, much easier. Much easier. So it's funny, because this is one of the first practices that I teach to my business clients, to my motherpreneurs who are bringing their sacred work to life in the world. And it's funny, because I have many women that come to me, and they know that they want to build a business without burning out, but they're surprised when the first thing I give them is not business strategy. I mean, yes, you and I can talk business strategy all day long. I have a whole career in that, but at the end of the day, you are a smart, brilliant woman. So when I work with entrepreneurs, I see that it's typically not strategy that holds her back. It's not the strategy, because she's smart. She can go figure out the strategy. She'll hire a coach to get that, and sometimes she hires me for that. But at the end of the day, what really prevents motherpreneurs from building a business that brings them joy, from sustaining themselves, and this goes for you too if you're working for somebody else, it's not just in entrepreneurship, but it's the way that we dynamically balance the needs that our body has, our family, our partner, our home, and our sacred work. Sacred work is just one of the pillars. It's just one of the elements that has to be dynamically balanced. So until we get that balancing act in place, and until she has the toolkit to do that confidently and daily, like really more than daily, everything feels shaky. And you may have experienced this yourself. And if you have, you're not alone. This is very normal. This is the feminine at work. It's that dynamic balance based on the intuition of what you're hearing, whether that's from your customers, from your body, from your family, or from your home. These are all important. And so that's why in my Divine Feminine CEO program, yes, we do business strategy, of course, but we place a much bigger focus on sisterhood and co-creation, and bringing in and building that toolkit of feminine and earth-based and energetic practices to actually treat the whole person. The whole person, not just the entrepreneur or the employee, because I know you can succeed in that role. You already have. You probably crushed it before you became a mom. And on the outside, to everyone else, it still looks like you're crushing it. You just feel out of balance inside. And it's funny, because so many of the women I've worked with, and myself included, we feel like we're failing. We feel like we're not the grade A student that we used to be in our work. And we feel such guilt for not operating at our highest capacity, when the reality is, when we are handing in those deliverables, when we are serving our clients, they think we're amazing. They think you're amazing. It's only you who can tell the difference, and that's why the intuitive piece really comes into play when we begin to restructure the life or the business. So if this pings you on any level, make sure that you are following me on Instagram at uncorporate, because I do mini trainings there every week on my stories. You can vote on what you'd like me to do. You can always send me an email, rachel@uncorporate.com. I love to hear from you. And if you're an entrepreneur or someone who is feeling like you have a calling, you have work that you're meant to do in the world, even if you don't know what that is yet, you can go get on the waitlist for my Divine Feminine CEO program. I will be reopening this circle next year. I will be running this as a closed container. And I'm so excited because I'm planning to only take 13 women. We are going to keep this a very intimate circle, and we're going to have retreats and we will be co-creating. And this is a fit for you if you are a new entrepreneur who wants to start a business. You've started one, but you're struggling to grow and you can't figure out why. Or if you're already sustaining a business, but somehow it's not feeling joyful for you. It's not feeling sustainable. You've succeeded on paper, but you're not happy inside. I have been all three of these categories, and I am so excited to be leading a group through this experience together. These will be women who are deeply committed to helping one another grow, both personally and in their business. And what's fascinating is the last time I ran my business program, the last time it was open, I had circles of women organically spin off. So what I've decided to do for this round is I am just running it as a circle, because that is what naturally wants to happen when like-minded women get together. So it's going to be intimate, it's going to be small. And for those of you who are like, oh my gosh, Rachel, this is a fit for me, I want into Divine Feminine CEO, please get on the waitlist and email me. Email me at rachelincorporate.com, because I will be offering some very juicy gifts for women who sign up in the few months before the program. I will be actively interviewing women for about 2 months before I open, and I'll probably open sometime in the spring. But if you're like, Rachel, I already know that I want in and I want to sign up in winter because I want to be one of those 13, let me know, because I'm going to be taking a group of women through the January visioning practice to really feel into what's coming for the year, so that when we do get into the business work, you are ready to go from an intuitive standpoint. So feel free to reach out. I am here for you and I love to hear from you. Same goes if you have particular podcast topics that you'd like me to cover. So please go ask yourself how full your cup is today and then begin to act on it. This is so important. This one simple practice can really shift your life and the way you feel living it. So thank you for listening, my love. I'm so happy that you're here. I would love to hear from you. And I will say bye for now. Talk to you soon. The end of the year is coming. And as busy women and mothers, usually we weave into the new year feeling tired, exhausted, with hopes about what's to come, but no real fuel for our fire. But it doesn't have to be that way. And that's why on December 10th, I am hosting a free year-end reflection ritual for you, my love. You can find the ritual at uncorporate.com/reflection-ritual. In this 1 hour live circle, we will be creating space to reflect on all that you have done this year, all that you have become, and really tune in so you can finish your year with more energy, more clarity, and most importantly, more fulfillment. We will go through ritual around releasing what's not going to serve you in 2022 so that you can weave into the new year with vibrance and power. So I invite you to join me. You can sign up at uncorporate.com/reflection-ritual. Again, that's uncorporate.com/reflection-ritual. I invite you to join me there on December 10th. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporate or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporate.com. I love to hear from you, and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love. So thanks for being here.